Bin Laden's death has led to speculation about who, if anyone, will take control of al-Qaeda. Often mentioned is the Egyptian Islamist Ayman Zawahiri, a frequent spokesman for the group who stressed his closeness to the late leader.
Al-Sheikh Osama bin Laden assigned me to emphasize this. Therefore, I advise every mujahideen to apply rules of al-Sharia.
Zawahiri has also been the voice of some of the group's more inflammatory rhetoric against the United States. Perhaps most importantly, he's considered the brains of the terror network, plotting the operational details of the most notorious al-Qaeda attacks. Like bin Laden, Zawahiri gave up a life of privilege to violently promote a puritanical Islamic ideal. But Asim Abdul-Magid, a fellow Islamist who shared an Egyptian prison cell with Zawahiri in the early 1980s, remembers a generous, poetry-reciting gentleman.
In spite of his politeness and docility, he's rigid. Dr. Al-Zawahiri can only be won by being friendly and showing good treatment. You cannot oppose him or force him to change his views.
Yet change has been forced on Zawahiri and al-Qaeda, not just in recent days, but recent years. Part can be attributed to the group's leaders being on the run. Zawahiri's location remains unknown. But the movement has also become more diffuse, with affiliates often eclipsing the main group. Anwar al-Awlaki of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, for example, has emerged as a powerful force, his charisma a stark contrast to the dour, scolding image Zawahiri projects. But some question whether al-Qaeda even needs a leader, arguing bin Laden will remain a powerful, even iconic figure long after his death.
Al-Qaeda now is not a pyramid. It's an idea that exists in space, in cyberspace in particular, that's nourished by American acts.
And the American act of killing bin Laden will likely give his supporters scattered around the world more reason to carry on, no matter who might step in to succeed him. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.